Could we class this Christ consciousness perhaps as an ever-expanding, ever-growing, more knowing awareness?
Indeed, for there is not an ending to life, and there is not an ending to growth, for they are eternal. From our knowing, there is not that which is complete.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, there is not death.
Right.
To be complete is to be dead, and there is not that.
The description and the definition that we've had of God has changed dramatically through the history of mankind. Has what's been called God as a force or as a source actually been changing? Or has the understanding of what God is changed? Or has mankind changed its concept of God in order to fit in with its current conceptions?
All of that.
All of it.
God is evolving, indeed. For as we have just said, there is not an ending
right.
to growth. Man's perception of God is continually changing. For man is growing through experience.
Do most people choose before their physical birth to be born into a particular family that's either, say, Buddhist or Jewish or Christian or Muslim or whatever religion, and then stay with that religion that they were born with, are born into for the rest of their physical lives? Is that done by some desire or mostly by default?
You are really asking two separate questions that must be answered separately.
Okay.
The first, from non-physical perspective, that non-physical being making the decision to emerge into the physical, does he choose to be born into a specific family of religion? The answer is, in most cases, he does not. In some cases, he does,
okay.
but it is rare. Ordinarily, that non-physical being is so eager to emerge into the physical that he just wants to come forth. He feels that he can deal with whatever once he gets there. The other part of the question is, once he has emerged and finds himself surrounded by the beliefs of a particular religion, does he remain there because he is intended to be there? Or does he remain there because he doesn't know what else to do, more or less by default?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, most do most things by default. There is very little deliberate intent applied by any of you, regarding any subject. It is easier to remain as you are than to reach for something new.
Mm-hmm.
But there is not the reward in the remaining. It may be easier,
mm-hmm.
but it is certainly not that which brings forth contentment or satisfaction. For contentment and satisfaction come forth at the receiving of something that is wanted.
Yes.
And unless you allow yourself to want something, then there is not satisfaction from receiving it.
So then, to what degree does the inner being direct individuals toward or away from any particular religious denomination once we're in physical form?
Your inner being is not, as we are not, trying to get you to believe anything in particular.
Okay.
Your inner being is wanting to be with you through all experience of your choice to help you to understand the appropriateness of that choice in relationship to the greater being that you are.